Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 28th of November 2021 is British Logistics in the Falklands War. The 1982 British military campaign to recapture the Falkland Islands depended on complex logistical arrangements. The logistical difficulties of operating 7,000 nautical miles, 8,100 miles, 13,000 kilometers, from home were formidable. The Argentine invasion of the Falkland Islands came at a time when the Royal Navy's amphibious capability was being run down, but it still possessed the aircraft carriers HMS Hermes and Invincible, the landing platform dock, LPD, ships HMS Fearless and Intrepid, and six landing ship logistics, LSL, ships. To provide the necessary logistic support, the Royal Navy's ships were augmented by ships taken up from trade, stuffed. The British Army and Royal Navy developed a base at Ascension Island, a British territory in the mid-Atlantic, 3,700 nautical miles, 4,300 miles, 6,900 kilometers, from the UK, and 3,300 nautical miles, 3,800 miles, 6,100 kilometers, from the Falkland Islands. Although it had an airfield with an excellent runway, there was only a small hardstand area for parking aircraft and no parallel taxiways. There was an anchorage, but no port facilities, just a lone jetty. Ascension was used as a convenient place for the amphibious ships to restow their equipment, and as a base for Hercules transport aircraft, which were modified by the addition of auxiliary fuel tanks and aerial refueling probes. With the support of Victor tankers, these modifications allowed the transports to deliver priority supplies to the South Atlantic. The 3rd Commando Brigade landed at Ajax Bay, Port San Carlos and San Carlos on East Falkland, but struggled to build up its supplies as the Argentine Air Forces made repeated attacks on ships in Falkland Sound. SS Atlantic Conveyor was struck by two Exocet AM-39 missiles, and sank with three Chinook and six Wessex helicopters still on board, along with their tools and spare parts, and other vital stores including tent accommodation. The loss of the helicopters on Atlantic Conveyor was a serious blow. It forced the 3rd Commando Brigade to make a loaded march across East Falkland. The Brigade Maintenance Area, BMA, was struck by an Argentine air attack on the 27th of May that destroyed hundreds of rounds of mortar and artillery ammunition. Forward Brigade Maintenance Areas, FBMAs, were established at Tee Linlet for the 3rd Commando Brigade and Fitzroy for the 5th Infantry Brigade. Some 500 rounds per gun were delivered to gun positions by helicopters to enable the artillery to support the attacks on the mountains ringing Port Stanley. The successful conclusion of these battles resulted in the surrender of the Argentine forces in the Falklands on the 14th of June. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 042 UTC on Sunday, the 28th of November 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for British Logistics in the Falklands War. This podcast is produced by Arbel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Amy Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.